This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Parts of the Northern Front Range still have high fire danger. As a result, XL Energy now says it shut off power to about 18,000 customers across the Front Range today. That affected many residents in Fort Collins, Loveland, LaPorte, Timnath, and Windsor. The outages are part of the utility's public safety power shutdown program to reduce wildfire risk. About 1,500 homes in Boulder also lost power due to downed power lines. XL says the power was quickly restored there this morning, and it plans to restore power to all affected customers tonight. In the meantime, an air quality alert is in effect for much of northeastern Colorado, plus the eastern plains, due to high winds and blowing dust. Much of the area has high wind warnings with gusts up to 65 miles an hour. For updates, come to CPR.org. Governor Jared Polis says his decision to withhold millions in state grants from Colorado cities and counties last year is different than President Trump withholding federal funds from states.
The difference is we are simply implementing the laws as passed by the legislature, which requires certain things of localities, in this case around zoning near transit. And of course, if there's a law that's passed by the legislature, people have to follow it, whether you agree with it or not.
Polis signed an executive order last year requiring municipalities to prove that they're following state housing laws. That keeps them eligible for some of the more than $100 million in state grants. Some municipalities pushed back, saying it undercuts local authority. You are listening to CPR News. I'm Corey Jones, coming up on 5:06.